Good morning. How are you guys today? You good? Everybody all right? No problems? Have I got a problem for you? Hey, I want you to help me solve a puzzle. All right? I'm going to tell you about a place in the world today, and I want you to guess where it is. Here, you start. Go ahead, look at the world. Find an interesting place. Tell us where you pointed, and I'll tell you if you're right or wrong. You have 3 hours and 20 seconds to take your time. Just pick. Where'd you pick? You know, I should have brought my glasses today. Where is that?
London?
Sudan. Not bad. That's pretty close, actually. So now that's where the Sudan is. Africa, see? Here's where we are. North America. That's the African continent. I said that was close. See if you could do a little better than that. Somewhere not far from there, like maybe within 2 inches. Well, on the size of that globe, within 2 inches. Fill out that welcome card while you're sitting there. Oh, okay, no, it's not there, but that's us. That's very good. That is pretty much, you poked me in the eye, I think. That's pretty much Cape May right there where you pressed. No, it's not there, but good. Thank you for playing our game. Mariah, it's up to you.
Yeah.
Okay, I said it's like maybe within, I'd say, an inch of the Sudan. So start there and just move your finger around in a circle about an inch from there and somewhere along that circle.
There,
Madagascar. No. But if we had more time, we'd go around again and again and again and again. And I bet eventually you would have found the place. Because the place I'm going to tell you... No, not Florida, but that's also a nice place.
China.
China. It's not China. It's also a nice place. No. Tennessee. You have a favorite country?
Tennessee.
Tennessee is a great country. Yes. Kentucky. Yes. Another good country.
Mexico.
Mexico is a nice country. Excellent. Yeah, Cinco de Mayo, all over that. Okay, so anyway, here's where we are. And we're going to around the world, across the Atlantic Ocean. There's Spain. You heard of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like Mexico, but not. And then we have the Mediterranean Sea, the big blue body of water there. Is that? Splash, splash. And then here we have Israel.
Oh, yeah.
That, do you know what country Jesus was born in?
Israel.
The good go. Yeah, he was born in Israel. And up above here, right here, is this large one. It's just northwest of Israel. See if you can read what that word is on that blue section.
There?
Because I do not have my glasses.
Greek?
Turkey.
Turkey, yes. Turkey. I'm going to tell you about Turkey today. What? Turkey. So Turkey's a country, not a bird. And I want to tell you about something in Turkey. You know, a lot of people follow Jesus in the world today. Did you know that though there are many people who are Muslim, that there are many people who are Buddhists, there are many people who are a number of other different kinds of faith experiences, lots and lots and lots of them, and many, many, many of them. The world is a huge place. But the majority of the people in our world today remain Christians, people who place their faith in Jesus. And they're scattered all over the world. They're on little islands, they're on high on mountains, they're out in the desert, they're in cities, they're in the rural areas, they're all over the place. They're in Alaska, you know, they're under the sea even, people who swim, they could be Christians. And so we have Christians all over the world today, but in some places of the world, following Jesus is kind of dangerous. Yeah, dangerous. Because the people who are in charge there, the rulers who are in charge, that they don't want anybody to express their faith, what they believe in, to make decisions based on things they care about. They instead want everybody to believe the same thing, and it doesn't happen to be Christian. So these countries, and or not just even whole countries, sections of large countries, like areas of China, other parts in the Middle East, are places where Christians, in Africa and the African continent, there are countries that have lots of Christians in them, but there are sections in those countries where if you say you believe in Jesus, you're in big trouble. Well, I want to tell you about a place in Turkey a long, long time ago. Melissa and I were there on a trip, and this is actually a piece of stone. Can you feel? It's not heavy. Careful. Came all the way from Turkey. This is from Cappadocia. I always want to say it. Cappadocia. Cappadocia. It's a section in Turkey, in northern Turkey, and the people, this is what the mountain is made from, this kind of sort of hollow ashen rock. But back thousands of years ago, the Christians were persecuted. People didn't want Christians around. And so the Christians went into the mountains and they carved out houses into the mountains in order to be safe from the people who were following them, saying, "You better not believe in Jesus. Don't you believe in Jesus? You stop believing in Jesus." "Oh, no, well, I don't want to not stop believing in Jesus. But Jesus is my Savior. I love Jesus. I want to follow Jesus." And so you'd have to run away and go hide. And so they went into the high mountains in Cappadocia, and they carved out homes into the rock. And when the people who were chasing them found them in the rock, they went underground and lived in caverns so that they could follow Jesus and still not be hunted down and killed. Because what we believe in matters. You know, our faith in God is very, very important. What we put our trust in is super important. And God wants all of us to place our faith in Jesus today. You know, our mothers love us like nobody's business. Our grandmothers, our great-grandmothers. In fact, even our great-great-great-grandmother does. But also we know that God loves us too. So let's be grateful today for our moms who believe in us. They have faith in us. Let's thank God for believing in us. But let's also return that action and place our faith in God as well. Because even when believing is difficult and making choices is difficult, following Jesus is always the right way to go, and God will always protect and always support us wherever we are. Would you pray with me? Lord, thank you for loving the whole world and all the people in it. And I thank you for where we are in the world. We ask your blessing on us and our families. I thank you for these kids today, for the moms in their life, by whatever name they might be called. And Lord, we thank you for the Christians in Cappadocia in Turkey who long ago had to just relocate in order to practice their faith, to be free, to practice their faith in Jesus. I thank you for protecting them, giving them a new home. And I thank you that they could return from the mountains, to return to the cities, and change the world in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for being with me today.